This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of Degenerate Derek Podcast. I ain't got none of my cool sound effects or nothing because I had to come down and do it in a completely foreign studio. But I had to get the podcast done. I said, Chris, you got to figure something out. You got to get me into a room. I have to be able to do the podcast. So here I am. You're welcome. Couldn't miss an episode, even though I could have because it was just a 3-2 weekend. You know, it was a winning weekend. I shouldn't come on here and cry so much about winning weekends. I had a couple of losses that were just bad losses. And I'm not even complaining like they were, like I got screwed or anything. They were just bad picks, which sucks even more. Like, I'd almost rather it feel like a good pick, and then it's like, oh man, I just kind of got screwed over a little bit. I hate when I make a pick, and it was just all the way bad. And my two losses, they were bad picks. I'm not going to lie. But 3-2. Brings me to 28-30-2 overall on the season. I'm getting closer and closer to 500. It's now within striking distance. I could end up turning this whole season around, and by the time playoffs hit, I could be, you know, in the money. Or I could, you know, fall apart in a beautiful way. It could go either way. It really could. Or it could stay this way. I could just go up and down and battle right about 500. So really anything's on the table, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Weird week of football, obviously, with Thanksgiving. So many games I feel like were so long ago, including the Cowboys game. But yeah, Cowboys, you know, took care of business, beat the fuck out of Washington. That's what we do, dog. That's what we do against terrible teams. We beat their ass. But let's get to my picks on Sunday, though, because that's really the only relevant thing. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Thanksgiving. Like, who gives a shit? That was a month ago, it felt like. By the way, shout out Frank Reich. He did just get fired from the Panthers. Yeah, Frank Reich fired. Literally, wasn't he? I mean, he got fired, like, last year, right, from the Colts? And then he comes in, he does 1 year with the Panthers, and he's already let go? Damn. That's tough, bro. That's tough. Especially with a rookie quarterback. Was it fair? Who gives a shit, okay? Let's just get into my picks. I had five of them for you last week. I had Colts -2.5. They beat the Bucs 27-20. They cover. I had the Ravens -3.5. They beat the Chargers 20-10. They cover. And I had the Bills +3.5. I had them +3.5. Some people were counting me 2-3 this week. Go back and listen to the podcast. When I did the podcast and sent that pick out on a Wednesday, mind you, because I know some people got like 2.5 and stuff like that. No, when I sent this game out on Wednesday, this line was at 3.5. That's what I gave the Bills at it. And they lost the game last night in overtime. They lost by 3. That's a cover. That's a win for me, folks. That's a win. My two favorite picks, though, were brutally wrong. One of them being the Browns +2.5. Got to give the Broncos credit because, now, I didn't think that, you know, I thought it'd be an ugly game. Browns running the football and low scoring, and I thought the Browns would, you know, keep it close. I thought they'd win the game. Broncos, though, credit to them. They put up way more points than I thought they would. Broncos are the hottest team in football, which is crazy to say. But that's just an actual fact, I think. Minus maybe the Eagles, I guess. Broncos, I mean, they might even have a longer win streak than the Eagles do. I don't know. Broncos, though, take care of business, beat the dog shit out of the Browns. And that was my first loss. And my second loss was Texans. So my original, you go back and listen to the podcast, I was originally on the Jags in this game. And then I went Texans because the line flipped. Like, it opened with the Texans being favorites, and then it flipped over to the Jags being favorites. And obviously the reason why is because the Jags were the better team. They get the win down in Houston. They're now first place in their division. That was a pretty good game, though. The Jags won 24-21. So it was close, but it felt like the Jags were in control the whole time. That's why I feel like the Texans were just a bad pick. Some of the other games, Giants take care of business against the Patriots. Patriots are just in the worst shape you've ever seen in your life. Never thought I'd see a Bill Belichick team this bad after this much time removed from Tom Brady. He's had plenty of time to reset the team and get them back on the right. It's crazy to see what's happening in New England. Absolutely crazy. Part of me feels bad for Bill Belichick, but not really because, like, he has six Super Bowls. So, not really. I don't think he's going to get a lot of sympathy from around the league. As you could tell, he just not. It's just not happening. Falcons beat the Saints 24-15. I watched a lot of that game, that, even though I didn't have money on it. That game was just pretty entertaining. Steelers take care of business against the Bengals 16-10. God, I wish I would have had that. I had the Steelers off the podcast. Like, I had them, you know, just as one of my bets. God damn it. I wish I would have put them in instead of the Browns. What a dummy. What a dummy. Titans do take care of business 17-10 against the Panthers, which ultimately cost Frank his job. Not really. I mean, I'm sure he was getting fired before that, but. What else happened yesterday? Raiders were, you know, looked like handling business against the Chiefs for a lot of that game. And then next thing you know, Chiefs put up 14 in the second. And then, you know, they go on to win 31-17. I swear to God, though, I felt like the Raiders were winning that whole game. But really, they weren't. I mean, we look back on it like it was tied up at half. And then the Chiefs just come out and continue just to separate themselves. But man, the Raiders started out hot in that game. They really did. But ultimately, the Chiefs take care of business, and they covered. Bills-Eagles game was great. God, you got to just feel sick if you're a Bills fan, though. Just sick. Should have had that game. Should have had that game. They give up 17 fourth-quarter points. Game goes to overtime. And then they should have had a walk-off touchdown. Should have had a walk-off touchdown. Except for Hyde turned the wrong way on the touchdown pass. Goes somewhere where he's not. Bills kick a field goal. Eagles come back, score a touchdown. They have the walk-off touchdown. And then the Ravens took care of business against the Chargers 20-10. Ravens were one of my picks. Chargers are a bad team. They're just bad. And that's week 12. Another winning week. I'm not going to complain about it. I put together a few of them now. I'm sitting at 28-30-2 on the year. Almost back to 500. We'll try to get that done week 13. I'm in a foreign studio, so people are like standing outside. I guess, I don't know, I guess they got commercials. I better get out of here. I just had to get something out for you guys, though. I couldn't just leave you hanging. So, hey, where's the recap? Recap is I went 3-2, bitch. That's the recap, okay? I'll be back in a few days. I'll be back on Friday with week 13. Week 13 of the NFL season. I got 5 picks for you. I'll give them to you on Friday. Have a great week. Don't forget the Nards back. Billy Madison Show. Go check out the podcast. Honest assessment, his first 2 hours, it was a bit awkward. The last 2 hours of the show, he started to turn up, ended the show on a high note, that's for sure. It'll take a little bit to get back in the groove. I'm not going to lie. But the Nard is back. Billy Madison Show. Check out the podcast. And he is back Monday through Friday, okay? All right, I gotta go. Bye.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.